This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to All Natural with Adam Barillet, the show that looks at environmental and wildlife issues and how to live in harmony with nature just a little bit more. In the past, when people worked more with the land, their belief systems revolved more around the cycles of nature and of the seasons. Coming up very, very soon is Lunisad, which is the time of the first harvest. To tell us a little bit more about that, joining me on the line right now is Lady Tamara von Forslum. How are we today?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Adam?
Very well, thank you. Now, could you start off by telling us, when actually is Lunisad?
Well, Lunisad is actually the eve. So it's either January Eve or it's February the 1st, depending which way you want to look at it.
Okay, and tell us exactly what was Lunisad to the people of the past?
Well, Lunisad hasn't changed a great deal. Lunisad is named after the god of those days, the Celtic god Lugh. And when we look at the weather, although in the heat of our summer it might be difficult to discern, the festival of Lunisad, which is usually August the 1st in the Northern Hemisphere and February the 1st in the Southern Hemisphere, it actually marks the end of summer and the beginning of autumn. So it's the halfway mark that brings two seasons together in harmony. And from here, the days grow shorter, and by the time we've reached autumn's end, which is April Eve, we have run the gamut of temperatures from the heat of summer to the cold of winter, in the midst of perfection of autumn, if you want to put it that way. And we hear Lunisad said a lot, and what it was is it was an old festival, an old pagan festival, and later the Christians adopted it and called it La Masse, taken from the Anglo-Saxon Loaf Mass, or Festival of the Loaf, which means they used the first harvests to bake bread, and that bread was then sacrificed or put onto the altars of the Christian churches as an offering.
Okay, so is that how they used to celebrate that in pagan times as well, with bread and that type of thing?
Yes, they did, but the thing is the sacrifices were always in tokens, so whatever we took from the land, we'd offer it back up as a token of thanks, and this is why Lunisad is also what we call the Thanksgiving ceremony.
What does it mean to people today then?
Well, it does mean the Thanksgiving. It's where we're giving thanks for everything that we've received through the last several months, especially the last 3 months. We look at the Thanksgiving. From here, we are celebrating the beginning of harvest, because harvest is about to come about the first steps. We also mourn the soul of our sun god, which is Lugh, who dies at this time of the year, symbolically that is, like with the loaf of bread. And it's much like the Christian Christ, who dies at this time of the year, and he dies for the good of the people. So it's another concept adopted by Christians from the pagan concepts.
So it's a bit of a time, because summer is that time of manifestation, we all have fun in that, it's time to start reflecting and looking back and being grateful, is that right?
Sorry, could you say that again? We've got a bad line.
That's right. I said because summer in the last few months has been a time of great manifestation and we all have a lot of fun during summer, it's time to start looking back.
Well, it is. We need to look at the positives in life, and we need to thank... The thing is, we look around the world at the moment, there's a lot of sadness, a lot of worry, a lot of stress, but we need to look at all the positives. We need to look at all the good things and reaffirm all the things that are coming into our lives that are beneficial. The harvest, the fruit, the grains, the good things, the positives, homes, families, and all that. It's a time to get rid of the old and bring in the new. It's a time to clean out the old as well. And the one thing that really speaks highly of this is the goddesses that we honour, who preside over the ripening harvest, which the one is Ceres. Now, Ceres gives her name even to today to breakfast cereals.
Oh.
So we still use her name in that respect. So every morning when you have breakfast, you are honouring the harvest, which gives you that cereal.
And basically being grateful for the earth, because that is where all our grains come from.
Exactly. And the earth sustains us and gives us a lot. And what we do is we actually rape and pillage and take, which is not a good thing. So we need to honour that aspect of what life and what nature gives us in the harvest or in growth or in food, in the corn and the grapes and the growth of animals, whatever it is. But it's also a time to look forward, because we're coming into winter when we need to store things, and we need to, in the old days, they had to be careful of what they harvested at this time to put into the family vaults to keep it for the winter months, to make sure they had enough to survive.
So All Natural looks at how people can live in harmony with nature. What are some things my listeners can do at home to celebrate Lunacide just in a small way?
Well, the wonderful thing about Lunacide is it's a positive time. It's a time for using what nature gives us. So we'd go out to the fields, collect the barley and the corn, and we'd weave the stalks and that into a corn dolly. Now, a corn dolly doesn't have to look like a doll. It could be anything. And it's usually blessed by yourself of what you want to attract into your home. Usually it's good health and wealth. It's also a great time for spells to attract money. One spell that my mentor taught me was to gild a bunch of poppy seed heads, place them in your home as a decoration to attract money. And it's also a good time to protect the house. It's a good time to do your cleaning, not spring cleaning, but autumn cleaning.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful time for bringing in the positive, but you must clean the home first before you can do that.
Because you've got to get out with the old before you can come in with the new.
Yes, that's the way you want to put it, yes.
And that's also, I guess, what we'll start seeing, not so much in the next month or two, but soon, as autumn kicks in a bit more, we'll see the leaves starting to shed from all the trees.
The leaves, like nature and like what we must do, must let go of the old to create the new. So those leaves fall to the ground, they break down, they create all the nutrients and energies that are needed in the earth and for those plants. We're the same. We must clean out the old to make room for the new.
Hello, Tamara von Forsman. Thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to us today and tell us a bit more about Lunacide and what we can do at home.
Thank you very much again, Adam.
As Lady Tamara von Forsman, she is a high priestess of the Celtic religion known as Wicca, talking about Lunacide there.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.